Episode 767, Transform Your Pain into Purpose.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have your dancing shoes on because it is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get up and get moving and grooving because God's got plans for you. He has opportunities that he's opening up for you every single day. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to see what is right in front of you? Today, we're going to talk about transform your pain into purpose. It's a deep one. Not too bad. We're going to kind of just cover the surface area of this one. Then we'll be able to dive deeper. But first off, we have to give a huge warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. Well, with all of the domestic beauties out of the way, do you have your dust bunnies cleaned up? Your laundry's done and folded, right? The kitchen is perfectly in order. The kids are off to school and you can breathe. It's time to transform your pain into purpose. It would be nice to think that life was nothing but rainbows and butterflies and beautiful weather all the time, but we know because life happens. And sometimes we feel that life happens to us. And when that happens, what do? We see and feel it as pain. We begin to, you know, interpret it differently, and it becomes a part of us, the physical being of us. And with Wellness Wednesday, that's what we're here to focus on, the physical and the nutritional aspects of our life. Because again, we're looking here at Create Your Now, the mind, the body, and the spirit. So today on Wellness Wednesday, we're focusing on the body specifically. You know, living a vibrant and victorious life is all about abundance. And we all want abundance. We want abundance of finances, right? We don't want to have to worry about money. We want to be able to pay our bills. We want to be able to build that business. We want to be able to have a college fund for our children. We want to be able to travel maybe. What does abundance look like for you? Maybe it's having a relationship that is just like sexy on fire every single morning and every single night when you go to bed. It's just like, wow, I can't imagine anything different. You know, we're coming a day off of Valentine's Day, and I was writing a card to my husband, and I didn't realize this, but I calculated the years, and we had been together, and this is counting dating time, because we actually started dating on Valentine's Day. That was our official start date to our relationship. 27 years we've been together. That's incredible to me, to think that we've been together that long. And I had to stop and think about the word abundance. Am I living an abundant life? Am I doing what I need to be doing? Because my life has been full of ups and downs, a major roller coaster. And talking about pain into purpose, oh, I had to learn that. And you too can. You can transform your pain into purpose. So when you want to live that vibrant and victorious life, you've got to be able to transform that pain into purpose to create your now. All makes sense, right? We look at wellness and well-being as the health of the mind, the body, and the spirit. Well, let's break it down even more, though. Wellness is actually defined as being in good health, especially as an actively pursued goal. Okay, that kind of makes sense, right? We can interpret that as we see fit for ourselves. Now let's look at well-being. Well-being is the state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy. So when you really look at those definitions, wellness, well-being, it's all subjective. There's no definitive, this is what it means to be well. This is what it means to be whole. You decide. It's all up to you. And of course, you can have baselines drawn, right? So if we're talking about physical fitness, nutritional health, etc., we can have baseline labs drawn. We can have weight taken. You know, we can measure ourselves that way. We can take our BMI. We can go into this pod and have different things measured out regarding our body. We can look at our genetic makeup. All of this stuff to give us our baseline. But ultimately, to have wellness is up to you and how you define it. Now, that in itself may be a little like, whoa, I thought wellness was supposed to be, I'm supposed to be a certain weight and a certain, you know, within my certain height, et cetera, et cetera. Well, those are baselines. But how do you define wellness? If you have somebody telling you that this is what wellness is and this is how it has to be, you may need to question who you're speaking with. Because my look on wellness and your perspective on it may be totally different. What I consider right for my body may not be right for you at all. Now, I can tell you what works for me. I can tell you what works overall. But you know what? You are uniquely made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you have to figure out your own life's equation. That requires what? Work. You have to figure out your wellness. Boy, didn't know we were going to go that deep into all of this. But it's important that we understand that it's just not this dictionary definition on this is how you do it and these are the steps and that's it. I guarantee you that if I was to follow somebody else's wellness plan, number one, I'd never made it to 5 children. They probably would have stopped at 1. I mean, imagine the people who have 6, 7, 8, 19 children and counting, right? You know who I'm talking about. But with those, it's their decision. That's their wellness in their life. What they see as well-being, being comfortable, happy, and healthy. It's their definition, so what's yours? So with that, how can you live a life that's well and whole? Well, first off, we need to define the parameters of what we're going to chat about today. Because we could go all different directions, couldn't we? Of course we can. And that's our physical well-being. That's what we're going to focus on today. Because there are many areas of well-being. You can have your emotional well-being. You can have your spiritual well-being. And we can go on and on and on. But today, it's nutrition and physical fitness. So how do you transform your pain into purpose? Your KISS is the Keep It Simple strategy. Train for life every day. Oh, yeah. That's it. We're done. Close the books. School's out. Now, only if it was that simple. It is that simple, but it's not that easy. If you're going out into battle, you can't train to fight the day you go out. If you need to have certain skills to go out and fight the battle, you can't learn them the same day that you're going to go out and fight. It just doesn't work that way. You must train and prepare every single day. Ultimately, that's going to bring you success. Why? Because you're building consistency. And consistency builds what? Habits. Habits make what? Life easier, because we don't have to think about it. We just do it. And it becomes a part of our what? Lifestyle. When it becomes a part of your lifestyle, you're what? Creating your now. Boom! Drop the mic and walk away. Okay, maybe I'm not the comedian here today, but you get what I'm saying, right? You got to train for life every day. It's not going to happen overnight. As much as we'd like to get rid of those 30 pounds that we gained, how long did it take you to get there? Maybe you're wanting to gain 12 pounds of muscle. Well, how long did it take you to lose all that muscle? Okay, so you got to look at all sides of it. And it's your equation that you're coming up with, your well-being, your definition. We have to begin to integrate common sense into common daily practice. We can talk all we want, but until we begin to actually put it into practice, well, then we're not getting it, right? We're not building that consistency. Therefore, we're not training for life every day. And that doesn't mean that you have to sit here in the physical fitness, for example. You don't have to go out and train for 20 hours a day. You got to sleep too, right? And that doesn't mean you have to train for 2 hours a day. Do you have 15 minutes of time to give to yourself? 15 minutes of physical exercise, intentional movement. That's going to be a life changer. Now, if you're like, well, Christiane, I do 45 minutes or an hour a day. Okay, so change it up. What are you doing? Have you been doing those same exercises for the last 5 years? Maybe you need to switch it up a little bit. Your body gets used to it. So think about how you're practicing, how you're training for life every single day. So how do you transform that, your pain, into purpose? Well, number one, you have to know where you are anchored. You have to know where you are. You have to know where you stand. You have to acknowledge and own the pain that you're in. Where in your body do you hurt? Are you hurting in that gut? Do you just get this awful feeling every single time you put food into your mouth? Think about it. Maybe that food that you keep moving and putting into your mouth and, you know, you get this whole rigmarole going here and you get this action and your mind says it's great, but your body says, oh my gosh, you're doing that to me again. Run away, run away. But you ignore it. You slap in some other things to get rid of the symptoms, the gassiness, the bloatiness, the, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And then you go on and you repeat. That's not something you want to repeat, right? So where are you anchored? You got to know where you are. Where's the pain? Where does it hurt in your body? Is it a physical muscle that you keep going? It reminds me of when I was training in ice skating. And of course, you know my story about wanting to be an Olympic skater. And I was training for that in the process, but life happens. And I had an injury. Well, little did I know that I had been working on this injury for months upon months because it was a stress fracture. And I thought I was just sore. It was just a hurt muscle because when I would jump and I would land, it was my landing foot. Man, I came down on it so hard, smack. And I was like, okay, well, that hurt a little bit. It stung. Well, we can do it again. And I'd do it again. Smack, sting. Okay, well, it gets better. It's okay. It's the muscle thing, right? But I continued doing this weeks into months to the point where I woke up one morning, got out of my bed and fell to the ground. I could not put weight on it. It hurt so bad. Got an x-ray. It was a stress fracture. If you've ever had a stress fracture, you know, man, I'd much rather have a break than a stress fracture. They are a pain. No pun intended, but they are a pain. And it's not fun. So where are you anchored? Where do you keep going back to? Where's that pain? What is it? Because if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't know what's there, you don't know where it's coming from, you have no idea where to start. So where are you anchored? Number two, you got to focus on the solutions. What can I do about the pain? Ask yourself that question. Because when you focus on the solutions and not the pain, you're going to begin to shift. It's a mindset shift, right? And you begin to look at things and see things differently. Your perspective changes. Because at one point, you're going to get to it to where it's like, gosh, is the suffering so bad that you can't deal with it, so you got to deal with it. Well, when I fell to the floor, I had to deal with it. Kind of important to walk. When you're used to jumping all around and doing things and very active high schooler and doing what I was doing, and man, I fell to the ground. Okay, that's not normal. So you have to focus on the solutions. Now notice, I didn't say you had to like the solutions, but you have to focus on solutions. There is no compromise when it comes to solutions because you're focusing on getting better, getting out of, removing yourself from the trenches. No more pain. Just because you have pain doesn't mean you're going to gain. There are some times in our life that we need to realize that the pain is something that should not be there. So these are the times where there's no compromise. You've heard the saying, everything in moderation. Well, when you say that, you are giving yourself an excuse again. And that can lead you down the slippery slope right back to the pain. And where's your focus then? On the pain, not on the solution. And so then you're just working off of, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on it. I'm going to make everything right. That's not going to help you transform your pain into purpose. That's going to keep you stuck right where you want to be. And then you just put up with it. Or you can constantly complain about it. You know that person. Maybe it's not you, but think about a person in your life right now that complains about the same daggled thing all the time. And they just won't do anything about it. And you, looking into their life, are like, gosh, if they would just do this, 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 and this, it would be so simple. What if someone was to do and look into your life? What's that pain? Where do you stand? What solution can you be working on and extending into your own life? Train for life every day. And number three, love does. So you got to take aim and surrender. And you're like, what? That doesn't make sense. It does make sense if you listen to episode 766, Love Does. That's where I talk about that God is love. So love does, God does, so you do. That means what? You have to take aim. You have to take action. Action ignites the motivation, and you have to surrender to God. God's got this all under control, but a lot of times we try to take it under our own control. And our own control means what? Focus on the pain. I'm just going to take some stuff, put the Band-Aid on it, get rid of the symptoms. I'll be all right. I'll continue to push through because a real woman, a real man pushes through. Sometimes we need help. We need to understand that it's okay to ask for help, to surrender. Ultimately, we need to surrender to God. Secondly, that surrender can also come to the people that he's placed within our reach. A counselor, a therapist, a coach, a good friend, a mentor, our pastor at church, a Sunday school teacher. We sometimes need help in order to transform the pain into purpose. The outside eyes looking in. Love does, right? God does, so you do. You take aim. You surrender. Jeremiah 29:11, we've talked about this week. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You see, you are present. When love does, you're present. When God does, you're present, so you do. You are taking aim. That action will ignite motivation. It keeps you going. And you're surrendering, saying, God, it's all up to you. Every step that I take, one step at a time, is going to lead to your miles of greatness, Lord, the ones that you have put in front of me. Can you tell I'm a little bit passionate about this? It's easy for us to sit here and talk about our pain and continue to live with it. Whether it's physical, whether it's nutritional, whether it's emotional, spiritual, whatever the pain that you're carrying in your life, sometimes it's easier to hold on to it than it is to surrender it. Because that surrender part is the big, huge question mark. We don't know what that looks like. It's like, ooh, I don't know. But the actual, you know, pain, oh, I know what that feels like. I can deal with that because I know already the hurt that it brings. But you know what? That pain can grow even worse. It can go even deeper. It can go into bitterness, into loneliness, despair, depression. It can lead you down dark tunnels and dark alleys that you never thought you would go down because you were not willing to take some basic steps. You can transform your pain into purpose. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God loves you that much. I love you that much. There's no reason for you to suffer. But if you think it's going to go away by you just putting a Band-Aid on it or for you just to, I'll take, my ibuprofen or whatever, the swelling will go down, everything's all right. I'll take that antacid and the bloatingness, okay, it'll fizzle down and I'll be fine. What happens 5 years, 10 years from now? You got to transform your pain into purpose. Let God have control of your life. Give it to him, surrender. Love does, God does, so you do. You want to transform your pain into purpose, right? Then you need to train for life every single day. Build that endurance, that consistency. One step at a time is going to lead you to miles of greatness. I promise you that. But it's going to require you to what? You to do. To take action, to take aim. Click on the link, take aim. If you want me to come beside you, this is something I offer for free. You can have a 20-minute call with me. This will get you started on the right track wherever you are, whatever pain you're facing. Let's talk about it. And let's see where we can come up with a plan together to move you along, to see where you're anchored to, where that pain is coming from, to be able to understand, to focus on the solution in front of you. Just one step, right? One step. How do you think I walk every single day as a mom of five and a wife, a crazy wife sometimes, because of my husband's schedule? My schedule is not controlled by me. Man, if it was, life would be so easy. But it's not that way. I literally take one step. It's moment by moment. Because if I was to look at what my day looks like as a whole, I would give up before I even started. And that's being honest with you. And that's a pain in itself. Scheduling your life can be a pain. What's yours today? What do you need to focus on? And what can you surrender from? Let God take over. Leave it at the cross. But you have to be willing to take what? Aim. Yep, action, next motivation. Click on that link. I am here for you. Go out and be absolutely amazing today, because you know what? You are pretty incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.